Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. It's really, really good to be with you. And we have a very disturbing story coming from China. They have, they've stuck it to America. You're not going to believe this. I am stunned. I'm shocked. This is all in print. It's even in the Chinese media. It's in the Asian media. But somehow we're not covering it here. It's called the Joe Biden Protection Scheme from being uncovered to the average person for being a traitor to your country. Hey, share this far and wide. We have a slumbering country to wake up, and we just listen to mainstream media. That'll be the last thing we ever listen to. Hey, we are brought to you by the Magic Dicol products. I just got in from a workout. Didn't do a lot tonight. I did more high reps, but let me tell you what I did with my knee. My knee used to go, whoa, big, big, big swell when I'd do anything. I did about 9,500 steps today. I had an activity I was involved in, very active, and I went to work out afterwards. And I did endurance. Excuse me, I almost sneezed with allergies. I did endurance squats. Didn't do a lot. Got up to 200 pounds, which is pretty light for me. And I did about 25 reps. I couldn't do this a year ago. I couldn't do it 3 months ago. It's because of the Metasomer gel. I just rub it on my knee once a day and I'm done. And this is absolutely phenomenal. I want you to see the testimonials. I want you to see what other people are saying. This is the miracle of the century, the biggest natural healthcare breakthrough ever. And I'm just stunned and I'm proud to be part of it. I'm still kind of overwhelmed and adjusting to my good fortune. Today I also did some cardio. Okay. I'm up to about 20 sprints in the gym. 30 is the goal. And my oxygen capacity is back. I'm trying to improve upon it. And this is what I had when I had the RSV. So, hey, check out what's going on there. This is the best product I have ever found. And I mean that it's changed my life. And you'll see the testimonials on the website. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Okay, we have a problem, Houston. Or should I say Seoul, South Korea? Or should I say Tokyo, Japan? This is really, really bad. Xi Jinping has been in talks with these countries. I thought nothing would come of it. Japan has threatened to just nuke the holy crap out of China. You attack Taiwan, we're going after you. I think the Chinese strategy may have changed from invasion to squeeze them to death like a boa constrictor. Yesterday, Japan. I can't believe Japan did this. Japan and South Korea. Can't believe South Korea did this. They signed a trade block agreement with China. This is going to be economic devastation for Taiwan. It's not going to do us too much good either. This is bad beyond belief. And Biden. It's just fine with excuse me. He benefits from it because of China. He's on China's payroll. The big guy, 10%. How many millions? Tens of millions did they get? They betrayed our country, and now we're seeing America is going to stand alone. Yesterday, we talked about the Southeastern Asian nations. I showed you the 10 nations. 40 nations are in the BRICS. Now we have two of our closest allies ditching us in favor of a trade agreement with China. These are dark days for America. You better start preparing because the shutdown, the lockdowns, the economic collapse is coming. You need food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. Don't put this off. Man, I can't believe we've let this happen. But look who's in the White House. We'll see you back here next time. God bless.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And I've been warning you. I've been warning and warning and warning about the coming draft. And we know behind the scenes, Biden's working on it. We know they're taking steps to step things up. They're recalling people. They've even done some informal drafts, by personal notice. And we've covered that here. But a big draft is coming. And this is the reason why. This administration is ready to commit to full-scale war by attacking Russia. It's as plain as the nose on your face. The New York Times is alluding to this, and we're going to cover it all right here on the Common Sense Show, and then we're going to bring you a solution. And I hope that you take the solution to heart. We're brought to you by Noble Gold, the very best in asset protection. Do you have a nest egg to protect? $500, $5,000, $50,000, half a million. Do you have a nest egg? Do you have a retirement? Well, the banks can take it if it's associated with the bank. They can take your bank account. Noble Gold can dial it up and say, oh, we're going to put everything under your control. Just keep operating capital in the bank, which someday you'll lose, but don't keep the bulk there. Maybe enough to get through 2 or 3 months. But then at the end of the day, you'll have what you have earned. And they're going to steal it from you because there's over 1,000 banks that are in trouble, and Jerome Powell has said they're going to crash. Now, the FTC wants me to tell you that anytime you do any kind of financial dealings, there's always a risk involved. We agree with that. But it's true across the board. The risk really is leaving everything you have in the bank. So let me send you to one or two things to do here. If you just want a no fuss, no muss, let's just review what my options are. I can send you a free information packet. No one's going to bug you, and it has Noble Gold's phone number on it when you're ready to say, I got to save what I have. DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. Or first business day, call Noble Gold. They will not pressure you. They'll simply answer your questions. 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. And tell them I told you to call. Well, it's getting really interesting right now because we have had restrictions on Kiev and Zelensky that they can't attack Russian targets with American weapons deep inside Russia. That's a provocative move that could lead to World War III. So Kiev is currently banned from doing that. However, there are sources that have now told the New York Times, and this is now public, that things are about to change. And the State Department is engaged in a vigorous debate about this policy. And what's going to end up happening is we know they want the war of depopulation. They want a war that we're going to lose. They want a war that Europe's going to lose so they can usher in their new world order because the nation states will be destroyed. So what they're going to do is provoke Russia by having Ukraine attack Russia deep inside their boundaries with American weapons. And now here comes the draft. Here's what we can do to possibly stop this. And I think there's a good chance. What you need to do, very simply, is this. We start talking and printing and repeating and retweeting and republishing everything there is when people say, we don't care what kind of war they start. Well, we do, but we're not going to have our kids or grandkids or nephews and nieces. They're not going to be involved in this. They're not going to fight. They are not doing this. It is over. No more American support for this criminal government that's become our enemy. We're not going to have him send our kids off for the profits of the banks, for the profits of the military industrial complex, so they can be cannon fodder. Answer, no. Stand down, refusing the draft. These people are acting unconstitutionally. We're under no obligation to do what they say. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Leave your comments. Interested to know what you think. Are you willing to do what needs to be done? Please, for the benefit of our children, please do it. Have you been to the commonsenseshow.tv? Well, you should sign up today because we take critical issues, bring in an expert, explain it, give you solutions. There's nothing like it out there. People love it. We're getting 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms. Sign up today. thecommonsenseshow.tv.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, you share this. We wake people up. We get the numbers of marching feet in the street. We turn this around. We sit on our thumbs and do nothing. Well, we're going to get beat over the head, literally and figuratively. So please share far and wide. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. Gold has outpaced everything in growth, everything. And gold has been the most reliable economic instrument ever. 6,000 years of history. In fact, a lot of economists think that gold is the real currency and everything else is credit. I totally agree with that. Noble Gold can save your retirement from the clutches of the bank because of the Dodd-Frank ruling of 2010. Anything in the bank can be taken by the bank because you've been declared to be an unsecured creditor for the last 14 years. It's really a misunderstood fact. People don't understand. The banks are in big trouble. There's 1,100 on the watch list now. Jerome Powell a couple months ago said a lot of the banks are going to fail. Don't take the chance. Do you really want to start over? Do you want to protect your nest egg? Noble Gold can protect your nest egg. I know, I speak from experience. Been an advertiser for 7 years, been a customer for six. Please don't let this opportunity pass you by while you still have time to correct really bad stuff. I want you to call 877-646-5347. Now, the FTC wants me to tell you that, well, any investment, anything you do, carries a risk. We agree with giving that warning. We're happy to do so. 877-646-5347. I hope you get from Noble Gold what I've got. Peace of mind and confidence that most of my assets are going to survive the crash. 877-646-5347. And this particular segment of the show is really going to highlight how much trouble we're truly in. And from a different perspective, everyone's focused on the 40 nations and the BRICS. Okay. All right. That's bad. That's really bad. But there's something now that's happening that it's the whole world's turning against us. The U.S., if they ever think they can do sanctions again on any country, it's a waste of time. It's a waste of time now. And sanctions never really work on the leaders. They just pass along the pain down the scale to the lower end people. Do you know who gets bombed? 2 a.m., some janitor working at a second job in a foreign country gets bombed because his government did something the Americans didn't like. And sanctions are a waste of time. But now there's a new bloc forming that's going to further erode the dollar. At what point do we reach the tipping point where the scales are going to be flipped? Well, you're probably thinking, well, Dave, you must be talking about the BRICS led by Russia. I am not talking about any such thing. I'm talking about something called the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. And let's take a look at who these people are. This is really fascinating. This will help bring down the dollar. Brunei, 1984. Cambodia, been a member since 99. Indonesia, 67. Okay, Laos, 97. Malaysia, founding member, 67. Myanmar, 97. Philippines, 67. Singapore, 67, Thailand, 67, and Vietnam joined in 1995. These 10 nations form an association of Southeast Asian nations. They have formed a trade bloc. They're combining economic interests for trade purposes. And do you want to hear something that's kind of scary? It's not kind of scary, it's downright frightening. Xi Jinping of China has visited all 10 nations recently. China wants a piece of the action. They want a piece of what's going to bring America down. You already have the BRICS nations, 40 of them, committed to gold while we stay on fiat currency that's overinflated, overleveraged, high in debt, ready to fail. And 40 nations in the world are going to the most sound investment backing you can get, which is gold. Now, this group is forming their own trade bloc. You go, my goodness gracious, what are they going to have their own currency? There is discussion right now among the 10 nations, like the Europeans develop the euro. Maybe they'll do the Asia. I don't know what they're going to call it. But they're in serious negotiations to have one currency. And guess what direction they're leaning? If they go to this one currency, you darn well bet it's going to be gold backed. So that's 40 nations plus 10 nations. That's 50 nations that no longer use the dollar. But that's not all. China, South Korea, and Japan just signed a trade agreement. We're going to talk about this in the next segment of the show. This is frightening beyond belief, and it has huge implications, even bigger than this story, even bigger than the 40 BRICS nations led by Russia. This is absolutely frightening with its spinoff. We're going to have to tell you about it right here on the Common Sense Show. Hey, check us out on the commonsenseshow.tv. Why? Because we usually bring in an expert guest. They give you their opinion on what this issue of the day is about, and more importantly, what you can do about it. It's solution-based. It's very popular. There's no show like it. The commonsenseshow.tv, that's where you want to be. Sign up today, thecommonsenseshow.tv. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show, freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Please share this far and wide, and I do mean far and wide. There is so much going on right now. This story we're going to cover gets right to the heart of globalist intended depopulation. That's not an extremist term. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy fact. And we have the statements from the United Nations to prove it. I wished it weren't true. I wished I didn't have to report this. And I wish I could turn the clock back 12 years and go back to college coaching and teaching my psychology classes. That's when I had the most fun. I don't find this pleasurable. This is a duty. And I've been called to do it. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, if you share it, we have a chance to turn it around because of sheer numbers. If you don't share, well, then a lot of people are going to perish. As the Bible says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. We're brought to you by what we call treeharmfulfoods.com. Dr. Gundry's sponsor. This is fantastic. The knowledge that we can impart using these forums is life-saving. And this is one of those times. We live in the most advanced nation in history. So why are so many Americans unhealthy? And according to U.S. board certified physician and expert nutritionist, Dr. Amy Lee, one of the main reasons is three harmful foods that are being passed off as health foods all over the country. It's more like big pharma fraud. It's the same thing. And wait until you hear this. These foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, wreck your skin, and they are banned in other countries, but not here. Dr. Amy Lee shows that while explaining how the side effects of these foods are wreaking havoc on the health of millions of Americans, the great news is it's easy to stop and reverse the damage. She's got a video she wants you to watch, hoping it'll result in easier weight loss, smooth digestion, vibrant energy. Go to treeharmfulfoods.com/Dave. That's the number three, treeharmfulfoods.com/Dave, or click the link if you're seeing this in social media. Click the link in the description box. And after years of study, Dr. Amy Lee has put together this revealing video. And I'm telling you, it's free to the public. And a lot of people are watching it and benefiting from it. treeharmfulfoods.com/Dave. All right. This is shocking, but not surprising. This speaks to the fact that the evil ones, descendants of fallen angels, are controlling this planet. The UN just announced something that I just find terribly shocking. I can't believe it, honestly. They have announced a plan to ban most farming and meat, triggering. What happened here? Isn't that? Hold on. That's amazing to me, folks. This just spontaneously came on and interrupted my broadcast. Oh my gosh, this is just too much. This is just too much. I look at this and I marvel at the interference that we're getting. You know, I had the criminal impersonator. And yes, we're fully going to explore this. We have found out that this is connected to some specific people, this organization. And the organization may be legitimate and their purpose may be noble, but they need to control their minions or I'm going to bring them down. They're going to stop this clown from using my name and my show's name. Anyway, as I was saying, the US announced a ban, excuse me, the UN announced a ban on farming and meat, and they're going to trigger shortages and starvation. It's amazing to me, 130 countries whose leaders mostly are trained by the World Economic Forum. Yeah, they're mother wefers. And they have signed the COPD 28 Declaration on Climate and Health to implement these horrific genocidal policies. They're really targeting rice farming. And may I point out that 60% of the world gets their food supply from rice? Could they do any more? Well, yeah, they could cut loose the Orville Dam, which is always in crisis, and that would wipe out one of the biggest rice producing areas in the world. I believe it's number two, from Orville Dam down to Sacramento. Wow, this, listen, you wonder why this gets my attention? That's why. That's why. Anyway, long story short, they're trying to starve you by controlling food. First of all, I don't recognize any authority of the United Nations. I hope that you don't either. But I'm warning you right now that you need to start stockpiling food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, tools, the Bible, and neighbor alliances. Things are going to get very, very, very dicey. And the more prepared you are, the more able you're going to be able to survive this planned takedown. Lot to consider. There's no debate on this. When the UN says it, ladies and gentlemen, when they say, we're going to take away meat, we're going to take away dairy, we're going to take away 60% of the world's food supply and rice, what would you call it other than genocide? Artificially created famine for the purpose of depopulation. Need I say any more? Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting. Thecommonsenseshow.tv is where you go. People love it. Solution-based show with experts. Thecommonsenseshow.tv. We'll see you back here next time. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Please share this far and wide. We have an ignorant nation to wake up. They just don't know fully what's going on. They're still watching morons like Rachel Maddow and think she knows something. Or they're watching Fox News, which is, shall we say, the great pretender. And then, of course, the Communist News Network at CNN. Why would people watch this crap? I have no idea. So please share this far and wide where we can get the real truth out. Our only motivation here in this particular show is to restore America to its former position as a constitutional republic that was founded by Christians. That is our goal. We have none other. We don't worry about satisfying big pharma. We don't worry about supporting cartel interests, Chinese interests. Mainstream media does. They support Joe Biden's communist traitor attitudes and practices from the White House as a senator, then vice president, then president. I mean, we are totally betrayed. And the one thing that I need to convey to people, and I wasn't saying this a few years ago, but when you see the overwhelming evidence that I've seen, this administration is your enemy. They're not bad politicians. They're not stupid. They're not selfish. They don't just have different ideals. You are their enemy and you're in the crosshairs, and they have put you in the crosshairs of organized crime, globalists who want you gone, and the Chinese who want you gone. So you need to share this far and wide. We're brought to you by the Magic Dicol products. And again, I told you they gave me my life back. I don't know where I'd be today. I know where I'd be today. I'd be on oxygen if it wasn't for these people. I know where I'd be today too. I wouldn't be working out like I am in terms of building my lower body strength, building my core, the Medisomer gel that I rub on my knee every morning. Phenomenal. I'm in awe of what's happened to me. And they said, "Well, Dave, you've had such good luck with the product that Scotty Sachs brought your way. Would you like to represent us?" And I go, "Hell yeah. This is something people need to get behind." You know, we have lost 3 years off our lifespan since the advent of COVID, and not an accident. I think we can gain that back. I truly do. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. I want my health back. .com/Dave Hodges. Well, the Arizona legislature is on the verge of putting an issue on the November 5th general election ballot that the people will get to decide about Secure the Border Act. The biggest event is this, is that state officials, local officials, can arrest an illegal alien crossing the border without permission anywhere, anytime. And they're saying, "Oh, this is SB 1070, where a law that was designed to, if we make a traffic stop and discover you're an illegal alien, you go to ICE." I don't have a problem with that as long as profiling because someone is Hispanic wasn't being used. And that was the allegation, and I'm not sure it was proven. Like I'm quite sure it was not proven. But the two bills have nothing in common. We're talking about someone in the act of committing a crime. And listen to me, I'm not interested in deporting people that come here to wait on our tables, manicure our lawns, and work their way up. They should come in the right way, but they were lied to by this administration with NGOs paid for by money laundering from Biden. And they told the people, "America wants you. It's perfectly fine." I'm not after those people. I'm after the Chinese soldiers. I'm after terrorists. I'm after Venezuelan soldiers, Cuban soldiers that have crossed our border and mean us harm. And there is nothing wrong with arresting someone in the commission of a crime. We do it everywhere else. But Governor Katie Hobbs, who owes some of her family fortune to cutting kids' genitals off, child mutilation surgery, puberty blockers. Oh, yeah, the transgender bullshit that they're invading kids with their ideas and changing their minds is Tammy Tommy, is Tommy Tammy. And they're 6 years old. They're pushing this crap off in the schools. That I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to be you people at Judgment Day, where the Lord has clearly said in the Bible, better to tie a millstone around your neck than to harm a child. Well, that's the Katie Hobbs family. She's despicable. Let me just take you back in time and give you a quote. And I have the video on the commonsenseshow.com where she said, "If I'm elected Secretary of State, it's my job to make sure that Democrats get elected." Yeah, we know voter fraud, Katie. Your job as Secretary of State was to ensure fair elections. But when she is running for governor as Secretary of State and was her present position, she tried to block people from hand counting and verifying voting machine results, which we know are in question. She interfered in the election. She was part of the plot that stole the election from Carrie Lake. Oh, and the John Thaler report. Gosh, what is 150,000 pages of evidence, 20,000 affidavits, 5,000 footnotes in his book, Report to the Governor? And I've interviewed John three times. She's on the take from money laundering operations sponsored by the Sinaloa cartel. She's listed with affidavits. She's a freaking criminal. And she's the governor of a state. Of course, the Secretary of State stole his election as well. Adrian Fontes, cartel lawyer. And Carrie Lake has called him as such, and he is. Agent Brian Terry, murdered by cartel interests in the Fast and Furious gun operation run by disgraced Attorney General Eric Holder on behalf of the Obama-Biden administration. And you know what? You know what happened? Fontes represented the cartels. And he's the Secretary of State. That's my state, but it's also your state. It's just John Thaler's done bang up evidence uncovering in Arizona. Now, I'm just giving you the background for Katie Hobbs for where we're going for the main part of the story. This is just background. She's a criminal. She is in bed with the Obama administration, and that's who's really running this country. We can call it Biden, but it's really Obama 3.0. And she's in bed with them to overthrow this country and overthrow what they have done. So, Secure the Border Act. The people would get to vote on November 5th. I can tell you right now, if there weren't phony baloney voting machines, 80% of the people would vote yes. Oh, and the positive vote would cross racial lines. So much for the allegations this is racist. No, you're catching people committing crimes. We're letting terrorists in the country. We're letting diseased people in the country. We're not vetting them. People say, oh, you're against immigration. You're a racist. No. We want to know who's coming in the country and what purpose they're here for. And are they going to spread disease among our citizens? And also, can we afford 30 million people? No. No, that's the reality. We can't have the world moving here and expect my tax dollars to cover it. Oh, and have you seen Biden's new tax deal? Yeah, you get it. 45% capital gains for unrealized income. I warned you it was coming. And it's just about here. Let me walk you through Katie Hobbs' statement. Secure the border. It's going back in time to SB 1070. It's racist. And then here's her main point. It'll drive jobs from Arizona. Well, let's look at the kind of jobs that'll be driven from Arizona if you stop illegal immigration and terrorists and organized cartel interests from coming into the country. Here's the kind of jobs it'll drive from Arizona. Because Katie Hobbs is right. This will cost Arizona jobs. So what jobs would those be? Human bondage. The raping of migrant women, where it's estimated 8 out of 10 migrant women are raped by cartel interests. So much for loving the cartels, right, Katie? And then we've got child trafficking. Get a millstone ready for Katie Hobbs. Judgment Day's coming, Katie. Outright murder. Borders in chaos. Murder's common. Drugs. Cocaine, you get the idea. But the big one is fentanyl. It's a leading cause of death in Arizona. It kills over 100,000 Americans a year. Katie Hobbs is fine with that. She doesn't want that job to go away. We need to let people crossing the borders so they can sell more fentanyl on behalf of the Chinese who are killing mostly young American males of fighting age. Do the math. Who would China have to fight? Very people they're killing with fentanyl distributed to the cartels with the blessing of Katie Hobbs to protect that job. And what about money laundering? The way Arizona politics is controlled on both sides of the aisle, there is no both sides of the aisle now. There's one aisle. It's called the Uniparty aisle. But money laundering, Sinaloa money laundering, affidavits up the butt from John Thaler, 30-year RICO investigator, says that, well, they've set up these phony real estate companies. They buy the judges, they buy the politicians, they buy the top leaders. Arizona's Colleges and universities are controlled by China, courtesy of people like Katie Hobbs. It's all part of the takedown, people. I could go on and on and on. But here's the biggest thing about Katie Hobbs, communist dictator of Arizona, illegitimately sitting in the governor's seat in an election she stole. By the way, when she ran for Secretary of State, $2 million of George Soros interests behind her. Kind of tells you who she's playing for, right? Why don't we just put WEFR, a mother WEFR, right above her, World Economic Forum. But here's the biggest thing. What she is saying to you people in Arizona, and what all of these uniparty leaders are saying to all American citizens, screw you. You don't have the right to decide anything. We're not going to let this go to the ballot if we can avoid this. We'll mount legal challenges. We'll have phony trials with phony judges. Oh, that's another thing I should mention. This has come out in so many ways in Arizona. You know, the popular show Suits. I love that show. I think it's a great show. I think the acting on the part of Mike Ross and Harvey Specter, the characters' names, they're fantastic actors. But Mike Ross was a phony lawyer, hacking into the bar computers, hacking into university. Harvard University to create an identity of law background, which he did not have. That's happening in Arizona. It's also happening in other states too. They get these phony lawyers who aren't lawyers. They groom them. They become judges. And then they strike down legitimate election fraud cases. That's right. The bought and paid for, I can't tell you how criminally corrupt Arizona is. And I'd say right now, even with the influx of horrible California people, we don't want you. I'm very serious about this. I don't care how many people I make mad. We don't want your liberal bullshit coming into our state. And I know you people in Texas and Florida and Georgia, I know you feel the same way. It's happening in your states too. It's happening in Montana. It's happening in Idaho, where the liberal buttholes just can't stay home and infest their own nest. They have to branch out and spread their political stage four cancer in the nation. But here's what they're saying. You little peons, you don't have the right to decide. You don't have the right to vote on if we have an open border or closed border. It's none of your damn business. Shut up and sit down before we put you in a medical martial law camp when the WHO pandemic treaty finally comes in. And by the way, I found out yesterday, Biden can still sign us into this agreement. 130 nations are already in it. And I expect Biden to do that. I expect he'll do it right after the election if they don't get this treaty through. All right, that's Katie Hobbs, the most despicable politician in America next to Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas. But she is, and she's trying to climb that ladder. Look how bad I can treat my people. Please promote me to a federal office. Janet Napolitano did it. You remember how Janet Napolitano ran DHS? If he had a white, straight male working for her, his office was in a closet, and I kid you not. We covered that. We interviewed people who were affected by this and quit in frustration. Katie Hobbs wants to follow in her footsteps. You know what they did with Janet when she bombed out of DHS because just so many people stood up against her? They put her in charge of the California University System, aka Beijing West. Yeah, there you go. This is our country, folks. This is our country. This is why I tell you to share this. First of all, the globalists want most of you dead. They're on record. They have the quotes. They're also satanic. David Spangler, the head of the Eco Division of the United Nations for decades. You know what he said? No one shall come to the New World Order without pledging an allegiance to Lucifer. I covered that. Must have said it 50 times in my career, quoting him. And then you have Charles. I wish I could come back as a virus and wipe out 90% of the population. Ted Turner, same comment. Okay. Are you guys going to get it now? Are you going to get it? The wefers, mother wefers, want you dead. The people running this country are doing their bidding, but they also want to profit on your demise. So they're stealing everything, including what's nailed down. That would be Katie Hobbs. And they're here to enact a Maoist cultural revolution. What borders? The United States doesn't need borders. You know, has anyone out there who's just lollygagging their way through the day, not realizing that the walls are closing in on you? Have any of you realized that you're poor? You have less rights? They're putting UN peacekeepers in our country disguised as illegal immigrants, been proven nine times Sunday. Do you realize they're coming for you? Again, Donald Trump's best political statement ever. They're not after me. They're after you. I'm just in the way. Every one of you listening to this broadcast, every one of you are marked because you're an American in a communist New World Order without rights, in a depopulated world, can't take a prosperous nation with constitutional liberties, over 100 million gun owners with 400 million guns. They can't have that. The only way to deal with the American problem is genocide. And the Chinese have said it many times, from Weifang going back, three defense ministers, they've all said the same thing. Wipe out America. We're gonna have that land. We're going to take those resources, and we're not going to cohabitate. Weifang got specific. He talked about bioweapons to wipe America out. He said that in a speech that was leaked to the CCP Central Planning Committee, 2017. Person that took his place had the same views, worked for him. I don't know how much more proof we can offer about their genocidal intentions. This isn't just about inflation and making the country poorer, having high gas prices, making it impossible to buy a home. It's not just about that. It's not about the banks debanking Christians for their conservative views, which is going on. It's not about spying on you at every turn. Every move you make, every breath you take, they'll be stalking you. It's not just about that. It's about putting you in the grave, a mass grave. No headstones. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, if Jesus did not return for the second time, there'd be no flesh left alive. That's because the fallen angels will win. Some of you know exactly what I mean by that. Another story, another time. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting. If you're a subscriber, I know you're enjoying it. Why? Because we're solution-based. It's unusual. There's no show like it. Five-star ratings on the world's major platforms. Thecommonsenseshow.tv. Sign up today. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show, back with you for another segment. And in this segment, we're going to talk to you about something that I have flirted with before, and it's something that I'd like some audience participation in. I'd like you to add to the base of knowledge, and I'm just going to make this a basic report, but I think we need to know what's going on in Antarctica. And I'm going to give you a little bit of what I have. And I'd like to have a whole lot of what you have and then share this. Let's get a lot of participation going because there's more to that continent that meets the eye. I'm going to raise some of those questions here, but I'd really like you to chime in here. Now, we have a great sponsor. We're brought to you by what we call Belly Trim. And you can see here, this is a BioTrust product. What that means, good research, good data. And it works. They give you money back guarantee. There's a great discount. Slow to store fat. These essential elements also make it quick to burn fat. And the science is all right there at trimwithdave.com, trimwithdave.com, but it doesn't stop with the great product. They give you two nutritional diet newsletter accesses. They have health coaching, nutrition coaching. It's all laid out for you right there at trimwithdave.com. That's trimwithdave.com. Hey, we've had a tough time in the holidays. We always do. We enjoy the family. We overeat. Becomes a New Year's resolution. This product can help jumpstart your diet. I want to talk to you about Operation High Jump in Antarctica. You know, I got to tell you, Stargate SG-1 was a CIA creation. Well, I'm not saying the guys that wrote it didn't write it and they didn't have original ideas, but I'm saying I've seen too much in this and I've had discussions with Intel people about that. But Stargate SG-1 centered ancient technology with old Earth-based weapons from previous civilization that could bring down alien invaders in the show. I'm not saying that's exactly what you'll find in Antarctica, but it is interesting because when I go through some data that I have, you'll go, "Ooh, that's kind of stunningly close." Additionally, this is really gets interesting. Before Barack Obama left office, he and John Kerry and some other world dignitaries, global elite, went to Antarctica. Why? What's the catch? What's going on there? We're going to try to answer that for you right here. Let me get into some data here, okay? Antarctica was not discovered until 1820. Yet it's on maps dating back to the 1500s. So wait a minute. How did they know about something on maps 300 years before it was discovered? Good question. And I think a lot of nations are in the know. There's a 12-nation treaty that prevents military buildup, claiming the continent is your own. They allow scientific research. Military people can go there, but they're not allowed to do military operations. Now let's back up. When did Antarctica first get its notoriety? In the modern era, it was in 1946 and 1947 in a project called Operation High Jump. And it involved President Truman, the late great Admiral Byrd, possible UFOs or imitators that are really fallen angels. And of course, the Nazis. Isn't that interesting? Now, there's all kinds of information out, and this even goes back to my friend Vance Davis, NSA training attached to NATO, that the Nazis made contact with aliens and gave them technology. If that was really true, then why didn't they win World War II? Yes, I know we saw the Foo Fighters. No, not the music group, the name for UFOs of the day. So we saw the Foo Fighters. But the reality is this. They shot down a lot of our B-17s, but not enough to make a difference in the war. Why not? That's one problem I have with the story, but let's continue. Admiral Byrd was dispatched with an aircraft carrier called the Casablanca, 32 planes, a submarine and some support vessels. And we know now that there were radio transmissions that said things like, let me read here, "We are experiencing heavy losses." Now, Admiral Byrd wrote in a diary that he traveled in a plane and was exploring, and he went into an area that was covered, flew into the area, and it was lush and green. And then something seized control of his craft. Now, this is in his diary. I'll explain that in a minute. It pulled him in and landed him. There he was met by Nazis and ETs. This is the way the story goes. I know it sounds unbelievable. And they said they had amazing technology, and they told him, "You will never come back here. This is our domain. You will never come back." And we never did go back to that particular area, which was in the
Let me get the location correctly. The Modeling Peninsula in the continent. Is the story true? Well, Byrd was ordered to keep it quiet, but he kept a diary, and the diary was then published by a relative following his death. Now, in the worst interview Art Bell ever did, and I'm a huge Art Bell fan, so don't write me the letters. I love Art Bell. But I was listening to a show on one Sunday night, and he had on Admiral Byrd's grandson. And he's telling the story of Operation High Jump, and I was moderately familiar with it. And what was interesting is that Art Bell just cut him off, said, "You're not credible." And he cut him off. That wasn't Art's style. Art let people like guy from Mel's Hole, come on, the time travelers. Art was the king of imagination. But on this, we kind of dropped the ball. We all have a bad day, but and Art Bell, to my mind, was he and John B. Wells, two best researchers, investigators, and broadcasters in that domain. And what's really, really tragic is we didn't get to fully explore in Art's shell the whole deal. And I know Art wasn't compromised by the authorities. In fact, he lost his show not once, but twice because the elite, using Clear Channel, First Premier Network, they took editorial control of his show and he goes, "Screw you." So I know it wasn't a controlled situation. What's in Antarctica? The story is that there are ice caves and a Nazi civilization. And also what I've been told, and I don't know what Peter Lavenda would say about that, Hitler researcher, but I've been told that Hitler actually went to Antarctica and then was disguised and later dispensed to Malaysia, where he died in 1970. As far as other Nazis, prominent Nazis went there and then were redistributed to Antarctica. Now, really, one of the mysteries there is how did the Nazis escape? Well, we presume a lot of them got to Antarctica and also to places like Argentina, where there are still German communities today. They got there by submarine. But there's also evidence that there was some really interesting technology. The Bell. Now, unfortunately, all the scientists that worked on the Nazi Bell were executed by the SS. The story goes like this: Hitler and other top-level people were evacuated in the Nazi Bell, which could displace time and space. And that's how they ended up in Antarctica. They had previously made contact with an ancient alien civilization. Now, this kind of goes back to the old Indiana Jones model, too. What were they looking for in Egypt and other places in the movie? Past hidden technology. Yes, we know that the Nazis pursued interest in the pyramids. But what's not told historically is Antarctica. Now, some of the scientists that worked on the Bell and were transferred ended up working in Operation Paperclip. And you've heard me tell the story about my family's involvement in that. They never talked about Antarctica, though, to the best of my knowledge. But they did talk about the Nazi Bell. Is time travel possible? Well, if you go to Leipzig, Germany in 2008, an object along a long laboratory hallway was transported from one area of the hallway all the way to the end, a distance of about 40 yards. There was bilocation. The object stayed present. It appeared, and then this disappeared, but it had bilocation. You're talking the elements of time travel. It's a big mystery. And I'm going to leave it in the historical, mysterious framework, not trying to give you final answers. We're seeking some final answers. Tell me what you know. Feel free to make comments. We'll have fun with this.